Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This generation may not go to church, but they listen to podcasts.
I got to deny a $30,000 pay raise?
Absolutely. Be careful when you're dealing with a woman whose focus is more on money than destiny. There's just absolutely no way you can dress up, have a $1,000 weave on, and you struggle to pay your rent. You cannot want good
facts,
but do bad
facts.
Welcome to the table. Well, yeah. Welcome to the table. Build wealth. Life. Welcome to the table.
Today's going to be a special day because we have, I believe, one of the generals of the gospel at the table today for the very first time. Definitely will not be the last time. And I say generals very lightly. You all don't hear me say this when I talk about the gospel, because there are a lot of preachers, there are a lot of pastors that I believe that are called, but I think that there are very few generals in the space that I believe are not only just called, not only just doing amazing things, but generals build up other people up underneath them. And I remember watching my father get excited when he would watch this special guest today on TV. And that's how I became to be familiar with who he is, because I watched my father look up to this man. And then I would say about 3 months ago, I was invited to speak at his conference. And when I got there, I see exactly why my father loves him. Dad, this is your show today. I dedicate this one to you. But none other than the one and only Bishop Henry Fernandez is in the building today. And y'all, not just a general, but one of the coolest generals I've ever met. I mean, y'all gonna see in a little bit. This is not your pastor that's going to, you know, preach, speak in tongues, and lay hands. We're gonna be biblical, but he's going to be real and relevant with the information. But before we get to Bishop today, you guys, two quick things. Don't forget that we are on a path to growing a community of E3 community members. We are almost at 800,000 subscribers. We're aiming at 1 million this year, even on podcasts. Thank you all so much for rocking with us. Man, wow. We are in the top 100 podcasts in America in our category. That's insane. Over 3.4 million podcasters, and we're in the top 1%. And I want to say thank you. But studies are still showing us, y'all, that still 72% of you all who are watching are not subscribed. So wait a minute, we could be at 3 million. But here's the truth. The Bible says where two or three gather, he is in the midst. And I want God to see that we got 2 or 3 million young, thriving people who are hungry about building wealth God's way. And when you get around a community like that, it has to happen. So can you do yourself a favor and do us a favor? Join the E3 community where we're focused on expanding in abundance, wellness, and freedom. And if you just hit that subscribe button and just dedicate, give me 4 shows in a row, and I promise you by the end of those 4 shows, you're not going to be the same mentally. You're not going to be the same financially. You're going to see growth. You're going to see involvement. And then number two, one of the key things when it comes to wealth, I just had a very interesting conversation with my father the other day, and was talking about some things within my family and how some of our family members do not have an estate plan. And I begged my father. I said, Pops, please don't leave me this way. Having an estate plan, having a trust, having life insurance, having a will, having the things properly in place helps you sleep better at night. And I want to encourage you, before we get into today's show, take a look at my friends over at Ethos. They're giving away a $2 million policy with no blood work, with no hospital visits. You can literally have your life insurance policy today. And if you do that, actually, as a matter of fact, just check out this quick commercial. Recently, I've completed my full estate plan, and it's been an emotional journey, if I'm going to be honest with you. But now I have a peace of mind knowing that my family and loved ones are well taken care of. But here's something you may not know that I think you need to know. According to a recent study, nearly 60% of African American adults have life insurance. Now, wait a minute. Many of these policies may not provide sufficient coverage to fully protect their families in case of unexpected deaths. This lack of adequate coverage is a pressing issue among the Black community. It can lead to financial difficulties and potentially hinder the building of generational wealth. In today's time, it's more important than ever for African Americans to give priority to life insurance and estate planning. You see, by doing so, you can ensure that your loved ones are secure in the event of your passing. This covers funeral and burial costs, clears all debts and mortgages, and provides a financial cushion to help them continue building wealth, long-lasting wealth. Don't leave your family's financial future to chance. I want you to secure life insurance today. I want you to get a free life insurance quote through my friends at Ethos. All you gotta do is go to anthonyoneal.com/life insurance. Again, that is anthonyoneal.com/life insurance for your free quote, or click the link in today's show notes. Protect your family's future and attain a peace of mind. Act right now, and let's get back to today's show. So listen, go to anthonyoneal.com/life insurance. Check it out. I promise you, you will be blessed. You will thank yourself. You will be in heaven smiling because you're with God, and looking down and smiling because your loved ones are taken care of because of the decisions you made today. Listen, I don't want to prolong this. Ladies and gentlemen, we got my friend. My friend is, I can call him a friend now, is in the building, Bishop Henry Fernandez. How you doing, Bishop?
I'm doing fine, man. Thank you so much for having me, man.
Oh, no, sir. Thank you for coming. I was telling you in the green room that it's hard because you have a podcast that is blowing up right now.
Thank you.
The Henry Fernandez podcast. And I was listening to it just a couple of weeks ago. And, man, you're talking about everything. And you're not preaching at us.
No.
You're having real conversations.
Yes.
So it's hard to call you Henry, because I'm like, I know you as Bishop and I honor you as that. And I want to start here with you, because I have another video I want to show you here in a little bit, because I think you can give us some real good insight. But tell us, how do you, like, why did you get into the podcast world? You're talking about sex, money, relationships, singleness, marriage life in a very raw way. And you're not throwing so much scripture at us, and you're helping us spiritually. How do you as a bishop come into this world and maintain that character and then still get back into church on Sundays and preach us, just preach us to heaven?
You see, because I'm called to people, not an institution.
Ooh.
There's a difference, you know. I'm called to people,
yes,
so
sir.
Therefore, my job is to go beyond the four walls of the church and to spread the good news. What is the gospel? The gospel has nothing to do with hand clapping, foot stomping, you know, shouting, yelling. It's good news, giving people hope about how they can have better relationships, how they can handle the money, the resources that God has given them, because there's so many people even in the church.
Yes, sir.
Sweetly say, love God, but don't know how to handle their money.
Yeah.
Right? And then sex.
Yeah.
You know, sex is good.
Yes.
It was given to us by God, however, in the institution of marriage. So for me, I realized I could stay on my pulpit every week and just preach to the choir.
Yeah.
Or I can go to the world.
Mm.
And the podcast was the unique thing. Now, remember, I didn't even want to do this.
Yeah, I remember.
It was my
that.
Staff who said, look, you have a voice, sir.
Yeah.
You have a message. It is relevant to this generation. This generation may not go to church, but they listen to podcasts.
Absolutely.
So that's why I entered into the podcast business.
I think that was one of the most brilliant things that you've done within your ministry, because like you said, that this generation, it's they're looking for a pastor in the podcast YouTube world. Yeah. But they don't have people like yourself who are willing to go to that world.
Right.
And because of that, I mean, listen, I watched the sermons before, but now I really experiencing you in a different way, which then leads me back to your sermons.
Right.
So thank you for doing that. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, man.
And we're going to put all of his information, his Instagram, his podcast, his church information. If you're in a Fort Lauderdale area, I want you to go check out his church. As a matter of fact, before we move further, Bishop, tell them a little bit about your church.
Well, you know, we've got a church in Fort Lauderdale. You know, you've been there. It's called the Faith Center.
Yes, sir.
And it's an amazing group of people.
Yes.
You know, and we call it the Faith Center because that's where faith is developed.
Yes, sir.
And we give people a faith experience every week. It is not religion.
Yeah.
It's not even about me. Yeah. I don't want people to come there to see me.
Yeah.
Come to experience the God that I have found to be the best thing that can ever happen to a human being.
Wow.
And the thing I love about this God that I serve, mm-hmm. it is that he's not after you to get you mm-hmm. to punish you. Mm. I don't care how much you've screwed your life up, whether it's in money, the management of money, parenting, you know, your health, because mm-hmm. some people just eat very bad, horrible.
Yes, sir.
So whatever mistakes you have made,
yeah.
the God that I preach about,
yeah.
and you will find him at the Faith Center, mm-hmm. it's a God that says, we don't care who you are.
Yeah.
Just come
yeah.
and find him. Yeah. It's a journey. Faith is a journey.
Yes,
so I just love my church. And, you know, again, if they're ever in the Fort Lauderdale area,
yeah.
come by and visit us on Sundays at 10 a.m., Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.
Listen, go, y'all. I'm telling you right now. I've been, and they go in. Worship is amazing. Word is powerful. The people are loving, and a very multiracial, even generational church, mm-hmm. you know, and I love that. But I have a video, Bishop, that I want to play. But before I play this video, I want to set this up correctly so people will know who we have talking. So this is going to be Bishop Henry Fernandez, but we're going to ask the Henry Fernandez
That's it.
To come out.
I am Henry before.
Bishop, how long have you been married?
Okay, for 39 years now.
39 years. How many kids you have?
Two.
Two kids. Any grandkids?
No.
No grandkids yet. Okay, cool.
My whole story took us 16 years of marriage before we could have our first child.
I do remember you saying that.
Doctors told us we were not. It was not possible, but I never gave up.
You did.
Because God told me that I was going to be a father of children.
Wow.
And this will help your viewers, you know, whatever they're believing God for,
yeah.
whether it's to get out of debt, whether it's to get married, whether it's to have children.
Yeah.
I just did a podcast recently on infertility.
Okay.
Because that's my story.
Yeah.
You know, people need to understand, never give up.
Yeah.
Even when the circumstances are against you. And for 16 years, Carol and I, we were believing God for children. Doctor said it was never going to happen. For 16 years, once a month, out of those 16 years, I think about 9 of those years, I would stand once a month before my congregation blessing people's children.
Wow.
Wishing that God would bless
me
with my own. It was a horrible experience.
Wow.
But I never gave up. And after 16 years, went to Hawaii. I don't know, maybe something in the air in Hawaii. And it just happened.
Wow.
My wife got pregnant, gave birth to a 10-pound-plus baby, a baby boy. 16 months later, she got pregnant again. We gave birth to a 10-pound-plus baby boy again. And then I had to go to God and say, stop. You're done now. We want the blessing, but don't bring it
in. No, boy.
Now shake it together, running over. That was enough.
Yo.
So God will bless you if you're faithful and you keep the faith.
You know, and we're just flowing. We're going to get to this video. We got to talk about it. But I like what you just said, because it's like, wow, you're married for 16 years
mm-hmm.
and you have kids. Some people are watching and saying, Bishop, Ayo, I've been working my butt off for 16 years and I still can't pay off my debt. Mm-hmm. I've been working my butt off and I still can't buy the kind of house that I desire. I've been working my butt off and I still can't do this. How do we, how do you stay encouraged throughout those 16 years when you're doing the things that you need to be doing, mm-hmm. but you're not getting the result that you see everyone else getting, mm-hmm. and they're doing the same thing that you're doing?
Well, the problem is people are so focused on hustling and not on the vision. That's, what do you want out of life?
That's good, Bishop.
Do you want to be debt-free? Mm-hmm. Do you want to come out of that situation of living from paycheck to paycheck? Do you want to own your own property?
Yes, sir.
Do you want your credit scores to go up? That's the goal.
Yes, sir.
Focus on the goal,
yes, sir.
And the process will be easy. Most people focus on the process.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard, and I can't, because you've lost sight of the goal. And then you're watching what other people are doing. That's their journey.
Yeah.
You don't know what caused them to be in the situation that they're in.
Yeah.
And the path that God has carved out for them, you have to look at, where do you want to be? So as your listeners are watching, you know, they want to buy a house, you know, they want to develop, you know, great equity and whatever they're doing. They just need to focus on, that's my goal.
Yes, sir.
And patience. That's the other thing.
That's good, Bishop.
Being patient. You know, God has blessed Carol and I. We're doing good financially. But it wasn't like that, Anthony. It wasn't like that. I mean, here it is, a guy, I left Brooklyn, New York in 1985, went to South Florida for young people. You know, I was just 20 at the time.
Wow.
And people were sending in the mail, these banks and credit card companies were sending all these letters, you've been pre-approved. And every time I would get those pre-approved letters, I would say, God answers prayer. And I would fill it out, and I ended up with 21 credit cards.
21?
Yes, sir.
At 20?
21, I told you, every door I saw open, it was, and you know what? We were spending and we maxed everything out, including the American Express card. We had over $10,000 in an American Express card, and our salary at the time could not support that kind of a bill per month. But this is what changed my life, and this is what I believe your listeners need to hear.
Right, right.
Until you get sick and tired of where you are and focus on your goal.
Yes, sir.
Where do you want to be in life? Are you tired of being poor?
Yes, sir.
Are you tired of robbing Peter to pay Paul?
Yes, sir.
Are you tired of actually lying to people when the creditors call you?
Yes, sir.
I used to do that.
Oh, my gosh.
They would call, is Henry Fernandez here?
Nah.
Nah. That's the wrong number. And guess what? I was a Christian.
Right.
Come on, man.
Yo, I did it myself.
I was lying my way through.
Absolutely.
Just to make it. See, you got to discipline yourself. And what I did, God had an encounter with me, and maybe today's podcast is an encounter for your listeners.
Okay.
Carol and I decided we're going to still go shopping, even though all of our cards were maxed out. We went shopping with the American Express card that day and put a whole lot of stuff in the cart. And we had no business doing that because the card was already maxed out and we hadn't paid the bill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Long story short, we went there and we got up to the cashier. And she ran everything, and I gave her the card. And with people behind us in line, that cashier shouted out, it's declined. I mean, I wanted to slap that woman. I'm like, people behind me, what's your problem?
Oh, my goodness.
So then I said, you know what? Try it again. She tried it. She said, it's declined, sir.
Wow.
Then I said, call them.
You told her to call?
Oh, I was persistent. You see, a lot of your listeners, we persistently push ourselves further and further in debt. Nobody hold our hands. And that's why your show, your podcast, the knowledge and the wealth that you're giving people, if people would just take heed to it and follow what you are encouraging them to do.
Yes, sir.
They'll get out of debt. A lot of your listeners are looking for quick fixes.
Absolutely.
And sometimes what God has to do is to break your knees and humble you. And he did that on that day. After they called American Express, the lady called. The lady gave me the phone. They want to talk to you. And they said, hey, you know, they verified my last four numbers of my Social Security, my address, everything, make sure it was me. And then they said, please give the cashier back the phone. I'm like, okay, they're going to approve it now. She took the phone from me, and she pulled out her drawer with a pair of scissors in front of me.
No.
And the whole store.
No,
I'm
Bishop.
Telling you, true story.
No, Bishop.
Cut my card out.
No, Bishop.
When we walked out of that store, that was the day I had an encounter with God. And I told God, I can no longer live like this. Please help me. Help me break the curse. And I remember driving in my car, and this is what your listeners, this is, I don't know if they're willing to do this.
Man.
This is what happened. I sat in that car and I said to my wife, we have to change our lifestyle.
Yeah.
And it's going to be hard.
Ooh.
So for years, not months, for years, we would put our lunch in a brown paper bag, overnight leftover food, and that's what we had for lunch.
Okay.
Because we strip ourselves.
Yeah.
We cut up the rest of the cards.
You cut them all up.
Said, that's it. And God even told me, you're never going to ask these people for a write-off. I'm not saying
hold
you
on, Bishop. Hold on,
no,
Bishop.
No, no.
Hold on, Bishop.
Because I tell you why he told me this.
You paid it all back.
God says you're not supposed to call these creditors asking them for a discount. He said to me, you took the goods, and those people earned that money for the merchandises you've taken. Wow. What if it was your business?
Come on, Bishop.
That's
real, though.
This is what he was telling me.
That's real.
And he says, you're not. So it took me years.
Mm.
My credit score was so low, I wouldn't even trust myself with a loan. That's how bad it was. And it took years, though. But God has brought me through that. I'm so proud of my credit scores now. It's unbelievable. So my suggestion is,
wow,
people just need to discipline themselves,
mm-hmm,
and look at where they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
What's the goal?
Mm-hmm.
And if you work towards the goal,
mm-hmm,
the process is easy.
You said this was going to happen, mister. You said this was going to happen. We just going to flow with it.
Yeah.
Because now the oil's moving, because it's, when you think about it, it's funny to hear you say I had 21 at 20. I knew I should not have been in that place with my wife. We still went. We were embarrassed. And God had to, you know, hit our knees and just say, no, stop. Mm-hmm. You said it took you years. What were some of the key points, spiritually and practically, that kept you all focused on the vision throughout those years of changing?
Mm-hmm.
So that way you could be at where you are today. You won't say it, but the man is wealthy. You own homes. Your church is in a very, very healthy place. Your kids, you have set your kids, your boys up
for life.
Like, I'm not saying this. This is conversations that I won't say extra stuff to, because we have private conversations. But when I heard him say what he said, what he's did for his kids, how he's educating his sons, and mm-hmm, how his wife is taking care of, something happened to him, and how the church is even healthy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, wow. And I vaguely remember the small stuff he told me about, you know, you growing up. And I'm like, how did you go from there to where you are now? And I'm like, there had to be some practical things that you did that I think our people need to hear, because 76% of the people who follow me are drowning in debt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And out of those 76%, 84% of them believe
right. They
are the reason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they don't know how to change.
First of all, I've been poor once.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And once you get to poverty and God delivers you out of that,
yeah,
you'll be crazy to want to go back there.
Facts.
Right?
Facts.
So you have to look at both worlds here. You were poor once.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
was Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Now God brought you out.
Mm.
Why would I want to go back?
Why?
And this is a struggle with people.
Yes, sir.
You know, some people right now watching, they're still in poverty. Mm-hmm. And I think this podcast today is to be a wake-up call.
Yeah.
Kick in the pants. Hey, you know, you can do better. Mm. You make good money. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are asking God, bless me with more money. That's not the problem. You make good money. It's mismanagement of the resources that God has given you. If you make $100,000 a year, you have no business living like you make
$150,000.
I don't care. I don't care how much you spiritualize it.
Ah.
I don't care how much you pray over it. You could fast every 30 days for the rest of your life.
Bishop.
The Bible says, which man would attempt to build a house?
Come on, man.
And not count the cost.
Come on, Bishop.
And stewardship.
Come on, Bishop.
It's being responsible over your finances. So you got to get to the place where you say to yourself, you know what? I've been poor. So what has kept me focused is, I don't want to go back there.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I've been there. And yeah. I know what it is to struggle to pay your rent.
Yes, sir.
And to struggle to pay your light bill. I mean, I've had my lights cut off.
Yeah, me too. I've been.
You know, I know what it is to have the bank calling us for car payments and me lying and stressing myself, you know, calling a friend, could you keep the car in your garage? I've been there. That's too much of a stressful life. So then I had to tell myself, and this is where a lot of people won't be truthful, is tell myself, I am not going to get there overnight. The journey to wealth is not quick fixes.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why the lottery's making trillions of dollars over poor people.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they're looking for quick fixes.
Yes, sir.
You know, I want to hit it big, and I want to... Many of your listeners right now, if they were to win $1 million, I promise you they'll be broke in 6 months.
I say 90 days.
Because they don't have a plan.
No, sir.
You know? So you got to get a plan and stick to the plan. So what has brought me from poverty when God pulled me out of it is I had to say to myself, okay, I know where I want to go. Mm-hmm. I have to make some tough decisions. Mm-hmm. I have to let go of some things. Mm-hmm. I no longer shop at certain stores. Mm-hmm. I was shopping at the Salvation Army to get my clothes.
Come on, man.
See, what a lot of people are struggling financially don't know. They look at wealthy people.
Yes, sir.
People are successful, and they're trying to become us. Mm-hmm. Watch this. Mm-hmm. By being us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To become us by being us. So they go and they wear clothes. And they drive cars to look like us. And what they fail to understand is rich people don't dress to look rich. You don't even know their clothes, the brand name, nothing.
No.
But we got to wear all the brand stuff. You got to stay focused on being true to, okay, I know where I want to go. Wealth, I need to get there. But you know what? Stay out of the mall.
Yep.
The online shopping.
Yep.
Live within my means.
Yes, sir.
You may have to move.
Come on, man.
You may have to turn that car in.
Yes, sir.
It's hurtful.
Yeah.
You may have to put yourself on a budget. First of all, you need a financial planner. You know, I don't care if you are a Christian or not a Christian. I don't care who you are. You need a financial planner. These are the things that got me to where I am today. And then you need to find the avenues or the various things that can help you to gain wealth over a period of time. So what I did for me, not only have life insurance, term life insurance, certain things that I put in place that I told you before.
Yes, sir.
I'm 60, May 1st of this year.
Come on, Bishop.
And when I tell you, if I die right now, I'm not worried about my boys.
Not at all.
Not worried about my wife.
No.
Not worried about my church.
No.
Because 25 years ago, 25 years ago,
tell
2 months ago,
tell them.
25 years ago, I took some steps.
Yep.
that now, even as a pastor, if I decide to walk away from my pulpit, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't have to depend on the church to put a meal on my table. Because what I did, I lived poor when I was young.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I can live rich now that I'm old.
You know, Bishop, I mentor 10 guys right now, and they're young. They're in like their young 20s. And it's two young ladies in that group. So I'm sorry. So eight guys, two young ladies, and they're in their young 20s. And they said, well, Anthony, how do we, this is their words to me, how do we get to your level? Mm. And I said, that's the wrong question you asked. Don't ask, how do you get to my level? Ask me, how can you get to your vision? Because your vision is not my vision.
Exactly.
God didn't give you the same things that he gave me. He gave you you. Mm. So work you. And I said, from a practical standpoint, they didn't like this answer. I said, from a practical standpoint, if I'm 21, I'm living with a roommate, I'm living in a basement somewhere, I'm stacking up my money, and I'm living way below my means as long as I possibly can, so that when I am at a position to where I'm in a good career, I have a good savings account, I can go purchase a home, mm-hmm. right? And now you're still living way below your means. Nah, man, I gotta get me an apartment. Man, I got my boys coming over. I can't be living in someone's basement. I can't. I said, okay. Mm-hmm. I said, what you're gonna do is go out there, you're gonna live above your means. And then when you get my age, mm-hmm. you're going to be stressed because now you're a mother, now you're a father, now you're a husband, now you're a wife, and you didn't make the right decisions when you were younger.
And you screw up somebody else's life.
You sure do.
Because as a young man, you've lived a life mm-hmm. recklessly.
Yep.
Now you're going to take on a woman.
Yep.
And you're responsible for making life easier for that woman. That's your job. Mm. So because you're not tamed or disciplined as a young man, you got this woman now that you're bringing your drama, mm-hmm. your way of not being disciplined in this woman's life. You're just going to mess her up.
Absolutely.
You know, so my blessings don't come quickly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And it's like faith.
Yeah.
Bible says, faith comes mm. by hearing, and hearing, mm-hmm. it's a constant.
Yes.
Believing and hoping.
Man.
And people have to understand that.
Yeah.
You know, there's some things I still want in my life, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to rush to get it mm-hmm. because everything comes in seasons.
So how, and you're speaking to a young audience, mm-hmm. and we're literally split, right? About 52% are ladies, 40, things like right around 40% mm-hmm. are male, and then the rest classify as other, and totally respect them. And a lot of them are young. We're right in between the ages of about 28 and about 40.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are saying, Bishop, I hear you, but I see the Lambos. I see the nice, long, beautiful wigs. I see this is what makes you look like you have it. And they also believe, this is what the world says, dress to impress. Mm-hmm. Because if you impress, you're getting to doors mm-hmm. that will eventually pay you mm-hmm. to dress the way that you want to dress. Mm-hmm. So everyone feels like, if I gotta go buy the high-end stuff
right.
to get into the door.
Right.
And I think that's just a bunch of crap.
Right. You cannot desire to go north but travel south.
Good God Almighty. Good God.
It's impossible.
Good God.
You can't say you want to head to New York from D.C., but you're heading south to Florida. Now, you're traveling. You're traveling. You're moving. You're
good God.
You're acting.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And that's the problem with our generation
Ooh,
today.
Bishop, you just hurt someone's feelings.
They're acting.
Ooh.
And they're, because they're acting and moving and they feel that they're impressing and so forth, they're heading in the right direction.
Yes, sir.
It's just that they're heading south.
Yes, sir.
And that's going to catch up with you later.
Oh,
always, right?
Yeah.
So what I tell people is, you can get the Land Rover. Mm-hmm. You can get the house. Mm-hmm. You can get the expensive wig. I mean, and I don't mean to offend your listeners, you know, but there's just absolutely no way you can dress up, have a $1,000 weave on, and you struggle to pay your rent. You can't pay your light bill. At least you need some lights to see. Come on. I mean, we just got to be real. You cannot want good.
Facts.
But do bad.
Facts.
So you have to, and I understand it, it hurts because in this generation, it's all about looks, social media.
It is.
You got to dress up. You can dress up and still look good.
Absolutely.
At a lesser price.
Absolutely.
Than trying to spend all that money. Your priorities, you've got to set priorities. If you really, back to original conversation, if your destination is, I want great wealth.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer the day. And Menards carries the largest in-stock selection, starting at low prices and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade today and save big money on new appliances right now at Menards. Number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers, according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
I want to be at peace. Yeah. You see, I told myself, I'll say this before I say that.
Yeah.
If you go to my office at home, on the wall, about 20 years ago, true story, 20 years ago, I put a vision wall on one side of my office, and I mapped out, Anthony, everything I wanted to do up to age 85.
Wow. Bishop.
Everything I wanted to do.
At what age did you do that?
20 years ago. That was like a 30.
Wow.
Or 40, sorry.
Okay,
40.
Okay. Yeah.
I did that. And what I did every year for up to age 85, this is what I wanted to do. I was shocked when I looked at the wall and I said, I'm right where I wanted to be.
Come on, Bishop. You wrote the vision.
It didn't seem possible. And did I have a lot of struggles and discouragements? Absolutely. But I'm like, I did that. I did this. I did that. It's 2024. I'm on target.
Wow.
It's not quick fixes.
Wow.
Right? You got to get to that place, man, where you say to yourself, where do I want to go? And then work towards that. Make the necessary steps to say, I'm going there and I don't care the cost. I'm going to network with the right people, listen to the right sources like
yes,
you.
Yes, sir.
You know, you and I have had this conversation,
yeah.
You know, of how God has just given you wisdom to take yourself from poverty to where you are today.
Yeah.
But people can't just look at you and want what you have if they're not willing to put the work in.
No, sir. No, sir. I'm curious, as a seasoned 60-year-old successful man today, when you look at where you are and how you're on track, I'm curious, if you would not have taken the time to write it down, would you be where you are today?
No. Absolutely not. You know why? There was a lot of distractions.
Bishop, that's what yes.
But every time I would get distracted, I had the vision to look at. Write the vision, make it plain.
Yes, sir.
So that the person who reads it, including you,
yes, sir,
you may run with it.
Yes, sir.
So there were times I felt like, nah, you know, that. but I wrote it down. What I did with my church, I remember back in 95. Yeah, the church was growing, you know, and lots of people were coming. But then I realized that the future of my church didn't just hang on how many members I got. How could I financially empower this ministry to function so that when I die, the next generation will have something to continue the preservation of the gospel?
Talk, sir.
So then I had to get into real estate.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because what your audience needs to understand, one of the greatest proven wealth builder is real estate.
Absolutely.
Right here in D.C., can you imagine if you, 30 years ago, had bought some of these buildings?
I get upset when I think about it.
Think about it.
I get upset.
You know, we got people in Florida right now. Years ago, Anthony, 10, 20 years ago, I was preaching from the pulpit when people were saying, what? Preach Jesus. Preach Jesus. No preaching, but telling people to buy up homes and so forth. And I was trying to tell people, wait a minute. That when the children of Israel was leaving Egypt, 400 plus years of slavery.
Bishop.
They were on their way. I'm going to get to the place where they were going, because this is where we church people screw it up. We think we only have revival in church.
Yes, sir.
But we don't do business on the earth.
Ooh.
That's our original intent. God never sent us here to have church.
Right.
And I know it's like crazy. This is not our assignment. Our assignment is to fulfill his purpose on the earth.
Yeah.
What you are doing is your purpose.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There's no podium here.
None.
There's no organ in here.
No, sir.
That's your purpose, to empower people. So the Israelites, they were leaving, and on their way to the promised land, real estate. Have you ever thought about that? This was a piece of real estate that God says, that's your land.
Mm-hmm.
God had to stop and say, where are you going? Mm-hmm. With your tambourines. Having church. Go back, get the money. You work for it. See? So many people, they just want to get to heaven. I'm not ready to die yet. I don't want to go to heaven right now. I am not ready for heaven.
Me neither.
He set that date.
Yes, sir.
And when that day comes, praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
But while I'm here,
oh,
I want
man.
Peace of Canaan.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
So you have to focus on what is God calling you to do.
Yeah.
And this generation must understand your purpose is find your niche on the earth, like the children of Israel, where God says, go to Canaan.
Yes, sir.
Land.
Yeah.
So if they were to buy land, I told them in Florida, get land, get land.
Absolutely.
There were properties, $200,000 back then. You know how much is for that property now?
Easy, I know. I missed
it's almost $800,000 to $1 million.
I missed
right? that one. And the reason why my church is where it is today, my first real estate deal, I bought a building for $1.6 million. $1.6 million.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have any money. Let me just say this to your listeners.
Yeah,
listen to me carefully.
Talk to them.
Your problem is you're stressing yourself over how you can get the money to do what you need to do. If you made a lot of mistakes, you mismanage your money, this is where faith comes in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This is faith.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I had to go to God, and I said, God, I know your will is for this church to thrive and to have its own building, for me to have my own home. I didn't have my house at the time. So, Lord, I trust you. I'm not going to steal. I'm not going to beg. This is where I'm going to apply my faith. I'm reading your Bible.
Okay.
And when the taxes of the temple was due and the disciples came to you, you didn't tell them to go work. You didn't tell them to go to a bank and borrow no money, which borrowing is appropriate, I believe that. You sent them down the lake to open the mouth of a fish to find money in there. That is unnatural. So I want you to do something unnatural for me. We want this building, $1.6 million. I don't have the money. Because I knew 20 years from now, 30 years from now, I knew it's not going to worth 1.6.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know the church can't depend on tithes and offering alone.
Right.
So what I did, I said, Lord, I trust you. The Lord sent a stranger. Listen, you have no idea the connections that God will put in your path to get you to your destiny. Why are you sitting there worried about how you can get the house? So many of your listeners right now, they can get an apartment or a condo or a house. If you can pay rent, you can pay a mortgage.
Yes, sir.
So what I did, I just went to God and I said, God, I trust you. You sent a stranger. I'll never forget it. A guy I've never met in my life. And he said, I heard about you, young man.
Wow.
And he said, I heard you want to try to get this building. I said, yes, sir. He said, how much is for the building? I said, $1.6 million. He said, how much money do you have? I said, I have no money. And he says, okay, what's your account number?
Just like that.
Just like that. Wired me $1.6 million. Don't know my social security number. And I got that building, $1.6 million. Today, that building is worth over $12 million. Start somewhere. Little is much when God is in it.
Yes, sir.
I don't care. Just start somewhere.
Yes, sir.
And if you can get a piece of real estate, if you can get, and you're the expert in this, if you can get a some type of investment plan.
Yes, sir.
Just start. Start.
Start.
Don't eat all your money.
Start, sir.
Don't wear all your money.
Start.
Don't spend all your money. Start that as a 60-year-old guy now. 60. Nothing about bragging. In fact, if you know me, you'll come in my circle, you won't even know what I got.
Facts.
Because I don't need to prove to anybody.
No, sir.
But as a 60-year-old guy, I want for nothing because I've been poor. I don't want to go back.
Bishop. You know, I wish, I want to echo what you said. You know, I also believe in borrowing money, especially when it comes to real estate. I believe in that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It is. And one of the things that I've been doing lately too, and I've been teaching our community here is when it comes to real estate, really start looking into land.
Yes.
And I've been teaching them how to get into land by going into their local counties and looking for land that's going to be auctioned off because of failed taxes being paid.
Right.
And so we've really been teaching that. I'm partnering with this group called Coalition Group, and we're educating our people on that because, you know, people are like, oh, Anthony doesn't believe in borrowing money. I do believe in borrowing money when it comes to purchasing real estate.
And the Bible supports that.
Yeah.
The woman in the Book of Kings, when the prophet came to her and she was like, I only have a little oil, all right? Here's what he said to her. He says, here's what I need you to do. Go in the city and borrow a lot of vessels. He was about to show her how to take little
and turn it into
with a loan.
Yes, sir.
To make plenty. She went and borrowed all these vessels and she poured the oil.
Yeah.
And what did the Bible say? She sold the oil. Trade, business.
Yeah.
This is commerce now.
Yeah.
She went and sold it.
Yeah.
Paid her debts off and lived off the rest.
Got it.
So that's a whole biblical principle.
Got it.
Of how to create wealth. So I tell people, because I've borrowed, still borrowing to this day, but you always borrow and use those funds into something that don't put you further in debt. See, people borrow money to buy clothes.
Stupid.
You know, that's depreciated assets.
Right.
But when you borrow to invest, like when you talk about go to your town, your city halls and get information. Carol and I did this years ago. Went to a particular city. When I tell you this was no man's land, this was country.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody live up there.
Yeah.
In fact, the flags that they were
Confederates.
We don't belong here. But I says, trust me on this.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I went to the planning department. I saw the master plan.
Yes.
I said, oh, they're bringing this here, this there. I said, I want to get in. I bought a property for $175,000.
Okay.
this was like 22 years ago. Mm-hmm. That property now is worth $800,000. And here's the good thing about it. I paid it off.
You paid it off.
So I don't owe no money.
I love this. I'm serious.
People can do it.
You really can. And that's one thing that I'm really getting into now is real estate. Trying to be wise, mm-hmm. not overextending myself, but understanding, use the opportunities that I have when I'm young.
Yeah.
To build wealth. So when I do get your age,
right, yeah.
I can be like you. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
I don't have to depend on the Neatness Network to pay
right,
me.
Right.
Because I have so many right. assets and so much real estate, business income, investments paying me. And I love that.
See, your destiny, I think, is tied to the generation that's listening to you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
God's taking you somewhere, but their destiny also is tied to you. And that is why people need to be careful of who they allow to influence them.
Yes, sir.
Who are they listening to? Don't get connected just with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Even for single people.
Talk to us.
Who are dating.
Talk to us.
You know, careful.
Yeah.
You know, even if you're not dating.
Yeah.
You know, when you listen to a podcast, what is a podcast giving you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you go to church,
yeah.
what are you getting from that church?
Yeah.
Right? When you're dating somebody, or you're looking for a mate, you're about to marry somebody.
Yeah.
Because your destiny is tied to everything
Bishop.
They do.
Bishop.
And sometimes you're going to have to make tough decisions. I'm at a place in my life now, Anthony, where if you're not pushing me closer to my purpose,
mm-hmm.
like that scissors,
yes, sir.
That lady cut up my card with,
yes, sir.
I'm cutting you off, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It doesn't mean I don't like you.
Right.
It's just that you're a hindrance to where I want to go.
Bishop. When we talk about tied to destiny, I wanna play this commercial. I want to play this video.
Yes.
That I think is important because you're talking about, hey, if you're not helping me push myself closer to my destiny, I got to cut you off.
Yes.
And there's this video, I need to find it, that I believe we need some insight on. and I said, I was going to give my insight, but I said, Bishop, you know, I got the bishop in the house. When I saw this video, I was like, okay, how are we going to do this? Because this is good. So, Jay, I'm going to send you this video. If we can go ahead and play it, that'll be great. And then I'm going to let Bishop hear it. All right, let me play it. Right over here, Bishop.
I have a question. My girlfriend makes $70,000 at her current job. She went to a job interview today. She calls me and tells me she got the job and she's going to be making $100,000 a year.
The only problem is her ex from 5 years ago is the boss of the company. I tell her it's gonna make me uncomfortable knowing that she's gonna be around him all day, every day. I tell her if she takes the job, I'm leaving because I know I'm not gonna be able to handle it. If she loves me and wants to stay with me, she's not gonna take the job and she's gonna go somewhere else. My question is, am I doing too much? Does that make me insecure? If you were her, what would you do?
Bishop. and here's the thing. A reason why I brought this up, and this is how we'll end the show. I think it's a great way to end the show. How long have we been going for? Let me see. I think it's a great way to end the show. Oh, we're already at 50 minutes. We'll be at 35 minutes. I'm sorry, y'all. I wanted to ask you this question because he asked three questions. Number one, is he doing too much as a man? This is his girlfriend, not wife. Two, is he insecure? Men these days, if we disagree with something that a woman does in my generation, we're immediately called insecure.
Mm-hmm.
And then three, if you had a daughter, no. If you had a son,
okay, which would, I have two sons.
You have two sons.
I'll tell you.
Would you tell him he's wrong in this scenario?
First question?
The very first question is he doing too much as a boyfriend?
Let's deal with that. No, I don't think he's doing too much
okay.
in a negative way this guy is protecting his destiny.
Ooh, Bishop, wait up.
He's not even married to this girl.
Wait a minute, Bishop.
You know how we brothers roll.
Yep. Come on.
He's protecting his destiny. This is her ex. This is her ex, where she's going to work for a guy she used to date, and he should just, oh, that's okay, God bless you,
ooh,
whatever.
Ooh.
No, the Bible says, shun the very appearance, if it looks like evil. Mm. Shun the very appearance of evil. It's strange enough, a lot of women respond, oh, he's insecure, whatever. Mm. Flip it. Flip it. If a brother gonna work for his ex-girlfriend and she gonna pay more, how many women would say, oh, well, bless his heart, let him go. Mm. Come on now, flip it. Mm. So no, he is doing the right thing by saying, if I'm gonna marry this woman, I am going to weave my or stitch my future into her life. We're going to become one.
Mm. So, Bishop, what I hear the lady saying, because I hear them, I know my friends, mm-hmm. I know my community.
Mm-hmm.
Bishop, so you're telling me I got to deny, if I love this guy, if I saw myself marrying this guy,
mm-hmm.
I got to deny a $30,000 pay raise for this man because my boss will be my ex?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because your relationship is way more valuable than $30,000. And I guarantee you, with a guy like that, if you really trust him and trust his judgment, you'll make more than the $30,000 that you're walking away from. See, here's the problem.
Yeah.
On the female side, and ladies, you know, be patient with me. All her focus is on, and got to be careful, and brothers, let me just please hear my heart today.
Yeah.
Be careful when you're dealing with a woman whose focus is more on money than destiny. Be careful. Because you will never, ever measure up to her expectation. She's always going to want more, always going to be greedy. Always. But when a woman makes a sacrifice to say, I'll lose that over you just to hold on to you. Now, that's a woman you need to hold on.
You know what's so funny is you said this pre-show, not every woman is a wife. And a wife would say no to the $30,000 pay raise. A woman
will say yes. No, I got to go after the $30,000.
Exactly.
Right, because the Bible says he who finds a wife, not a woman. Because just because you're a woman doesn't mean you're a wife material.
That's so good right there. See,
a wife in that situation, if she wants to become a wife, that's her husband.
Yeah.
She wants to protect him, and she's not going to put herself in that vulnerable position to say, just for $30,000, what will it profit you to gain $30,000 and lose the potential of a good marriage, good husband? So he's not, second question, he's not insecure.
He's telling his truth.
He's not just that, he's protecting his destiny. Because if I was that guy, and the third question you're asking, what would I tell my sons?
Right.
Run. What? Get out. Run.
Are you serious?
I would tell my boys, run fast.
What would be the questions if you had a daughter, if your daughter came home and said, Dad, I have this opportunity to get a $30,000 pay raise, and you met my boyfriend, Ben. Do I choose my boyfriend, Ben? Like, I'm curious, as a father, how would you have that conversation to walk your daughter through making that decision?
First, I would ask her, your current boyfriend, how valuable is he to you?
That's good, Bishop. That's good.
Think about that.
Yep.
How valuable is this guy to you?
Yeah.
Because her answer will determine my next set of instructions that I would give her.
Yes, sir.
Because if he's not valuable that much, if he's just like, I'm not sure, whatever, then of course, why sacrifice that for that? Because it's not going anywhere. You don't really love him. And this is why men need to be careful the kind of women they're getting connected to.
Yeah, yeah.
Because a woman like that, who is willing to give up her boyfriend, mm-hmm. her future husband, for $30,000, if he gets in an accident, he gets to the hospital, and the doctor say, you have to make a choice, that woman will say, pull the plug, fast. Because she sees the insurance policy. She sees the policy. But a woman who would have walked away from $30,000 when she was dating him would go in that hospital room and say, you better do everything to keep my baby alive.
My God.
Because she sees destiny.
Destiny.
Over wealth.
Yeah.
So my daughter, I would tell my daughter, I said, baby, hey, how valuable is this guy to you? If he's a valuable guy, here's what I need you to do.
Yes, sir.
Walk away from that. Plus, that I trust you. Yeah. Maybe you're done with him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know where his heart is.
Mm-hmm.
Your ex.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, you're, because why did you break up? Mm. Think about that.
Mm.
If you are meant to be,
because
Satan is very subtle.
He is.
In a situation, I'm not saying in all cases, but in a situation like that, Satan sees the destiny of our current boyfriend.
Yes, sir.
And her fulfilling God's purpose.
Yeah.
So he comes in with distraction.
Yeah.
So the ex could be a distraction at the cost of $30,000.
You know, when I was watching this, I've been called insecure before because I'm like, hey, I want to know where we are. I mean, just crazy stuff. And when I watched this, I said, you know what, man? I said, there's a deeper issue. And you brought it up. I don't care nothing about the pay raise. I don't care nothing about her calling me insecure. I don't care nothing about... No, my thing is the fact that you would even entertain it lets me know where you and I stand. That you don't see value in me, in our future. So the question is not, should you even take the job? The question I'm asking you is, are we supposed to even be together?
I'll even take it further. I think her approach should have been, she comes to her current boyfriend and say, look, you wouldn't believe what happened. I went for the interview. Guess who is going to be my boss if I had taken the job?
Mm-hmm.
My ex.
Mm.
And babe, it was $30,000 more, but I told them, absolutely not.
Man,
I no longer need it.
Bishop.
If I was that guy, I'd be on my knees that bishop, same day with a ring.
Bishop, see, you the bishop in the Lord's house. I'm not passing them. I probably would have had to be at your altar on Sunday. She tell me that. I'm like, you said what, girl? You know?
Because the way it sounded on the video is now she is placed in an uncomfortable position to decide. What is there to decide?
Yeah, man. No. I wouldn't. I, even now as a single person, have not always been thinking like this, living like this. But even now, I'm very selective about who I even bring on my staff, who I have. For an example, I have ladies on my staff. I don't travel with them solo because I want to make sure that when God does introduce me to my wife,
right,
that I am in a position to where anyone who's in my circle, you know, I have Michelle on my team, a beautiful, smart, intelligent young lady. I want to make sure my wife loves and respects her.
Right.
And knows that, hey, this has been the relationship between everyone around Anthony so that there's no issue. I would never say, babe, I'm about to go work. Oh, my ex needs a job and I'm going to pay her to come work with me.
Right.
That will put her in a very uncomfortable situation. Like, wait, every single day you're going to work with someone you was intimate with? Mm-hmm. Why would you even want to do that?
Do that, no.
You know, and so that to me, I was like, man, forget the money side of things.
Right.
Why would she even want you to feel that way? And let's be real, men, we are territorial and we're prideful.
Right.
I will be upset if she don't pick up the phone because I was in a meeting with my boss. Were y'all just meeting?
Yeah, that's why I told you. My two boys, mm-hmm. either one of them, I would say to them, run.
Run, yes.
Yeah. Because I would say, at the end of the day, I don't know how you can salvage that. I don't know how you can convince me that this girl is worthy to become my daughter-in-law. Because there's some questions
here.
Yes, sir. Why would she even entertain? There's two things I see here.
Yes, sir.
That this girl, for me, mm-hmm. somewhat, and I know your listeners, we all have our opinions, and one of the things I love about your podcast is that you allow people to express their feelings.
Absolutely.
Right? Doesn't mean they're right, we're wrong, mm-hmm. and the other way around. But what I see with this lady is there's a possibility that she has lost her morals at the end of the day, because why would you entertain that?
Yes, sir.
And number two, that money now could be the deciding factor for her in a lot of stuff.
Ah, Bishop.
Because I don't care if it's $200,000.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, this is a similar situation, but not a female-male situation. I remember years ago, I got an offer to leave my church to go pastor a church. Mm-hmm. The pastor had died, and they were serious about me pastoring the church. And let me tell you something, they put some money on the table, Doc.
Bishop.
I was struggling at my church at the time, you know. We're nowhere near where we are today.
Okay.
Parsonage, car, everything. And it was very inviting. But then when I went to God and I said, okay, this is an opportunity, what do you think? And God says, no, that's not where I placed you. Focus on where I placed you.
Yes, sir.
And I did, and I was so glad I did that.
Yes, sir.
So the moral of the story, to tie it to this whole video, is when you're in love with someone, see, this is what this generation has lost. Our love is our love comes at a price. That's why people in and out of relationships. That's why people, you know, you're paying for stuff, you know. But you got to get to the place where, you know, and I would tell you as a single guy, you know, my wisdom to you is this is where you can truly test the character of a woman. Always. When you're dating a woman, you know, don't always take her to a fine restaurant. Don't. First one, wine and diner. Yes, take her to a nice place. Maybe second one. But after a while, just say, hey, come, let's go. Pick her up and drive her through a drive-thru.
Bishop, this is how we gonna end this out? You tell them to take her to a Yo, my listeners gonna be like, what the?
I'm dead serious. I'm going somewhere with this. And I wrap it quick. Take her through a drive-thru. And if she cop an attitude, run. Here's the reason why. You took her to the fine dining. You treated her well.
Oh, man.
And because now you've taken her to something lesser, she's going to have an attitude. When you get married, you cannot always in your marriage
take her.
Provide.
Yes, sir.
The fine dining.
That's so good.
There are going to be moments in life.
Bishop.
Where you cannot do certain things. If that's going to be her attitude, you don't need her in your life.
Run. Listen. We just going to end it right there. We just going to end a podcast right there. And if y'all want more of this, of this guy, you all need to do two things. If you're in Florida, go by the church. Go check out the Faith Center in Fort Lauderdale. If you are not in Florida, but you want to dive deeper into this man's wisdom, his thoughts, his opinions, you got to check out the Henry Fernandez podcast. We are going to drop that inside of today's show notes. And y'all, make sure you hit that thumbs up. Make sure you hit subscribe. Today's show was by far amazing. I had no script, no questions. I literally just texted him and said, hey, Bishop, I need you to come on the show. We had a blast on yours. Let's get another hour with just me and him. It was him leading five other guys. I said, yo, I need this guy on my podcast. And this is amazing. And so go check out all of his information, his Instagram, his church information. We'll even put his YouTube. We'll have Michelle put all that inside today's show notes so that way you can really dive deeper into him. Do me a favor, though, because I believe in honoring the generals of the gospel. Subscribe to the podcast. This is how you can thank him for being and giving us wisdom today. Subscribe. Even if he was like, ooh, Bishop, I don't know. You tell me to go to the drive-thru. Subscribe so you can understand more of the wisdom and the knowledge of what's going on. Because, I mean, he said some convicting things today, even to me personally. But this is why you have generals in the gospel come, because, you know, we will not get anywhere without their wisdom. And this is one guy that I respect. I mean, I respect everybody, but there's a level of respect to where I give them access to my eyes, my ears, and my spirit. And this is one guy that I do. So we thank you all so much. I know we're way over time. Thank you for rocking with this. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you hit the thumbs up so we can share this good information. And we'll see you on the next show. Peace out.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.